Okay, I'm going to go ahead and start on the word of knowledge. All right, just like all the other gifts, it's a manifestation of the Holy Spirit. And the word of knowledge is a supernatural impartation of a fragment of the knowledge of God. It's not all knowledge, just a portion given for a specific time or need. It's a revelation of a specific fact. It's not knowledge accumulated over a length of time or something that we could humanly come up with. It doesn't come with age or experience. It's a revelation of God. One of the best ways to understand it is to see how it was used. And I'll give you an example. I've shared this. My brother-in-law was witnessing in Colorado, and I think I already shared it. Again, I've shared some stuff with different people, so I don't know, so just bear with me. Going across the street, passing a guy, and as he passed him, the Holy Spirit said that guy's name is Tim, and he gave him some other facts about him. My brother-in-law turned around, said, "Excuse me, Tim." The guy turns around and goes, "Do I know you?" He says, "No, the Lord just told me your name is Tim, blah, 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 blah." You've got his attention. That is a word of knowledge. He didn't accumulate it. He didn't study. "Oh, let's see, that guy looks like a Tim. I'm going to try Tim out on him." It's not accumulated. It's not because of he's been in the Lord for 30 years. It's God speaking a word, a part of his knowledge. Look in John 1, verse 45. Now, there's nothing in Scripture that says, "Oh, this is a word of knowledge." And so some of these gifts sometimes almost have an interwoven thing where it could be a couple different things being used together. And so I just tried to pick out things that would be a little clearer showing what was taking place. And this is talking about Jesus dealing with Philip and Nathanael. Philip finds Nathanael, says, "We found him, of whom Moses in the law and the prophets did write, Jesus of Nazareth, the son of Joseph." Nathanael had a real good heart. Ain't a good thing come out of Nazareth? But he was a man without guile. But it was just the cultural thing, like, can anything good come from there? Philip said, "Come and see." Jesus sees Nathanael coming and says, "Behold, an Israelite indeed in whom is no guile." Nathanael says, "Where do you know me from?" Jesus said, "Before Philip called you, when you were under a fig tree, I saw you." "What were you doing, stalking me?" No, Philip went over to get him, and Jesus knew that he was under the fig tree. Whether he got it through vision, word of knowledge can be a spoken thing into your heart. You can have a vision of something, but it will be a revelation that's brought by the Spirit. Jesus knew the condition of his heart without ever meeting him, and he knew where he was before Philip called him. Look in the book of Revelation. I'm just going to look at a little bit of this, and actually I'm going to go to chapter 2 and verse 1. "Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things says he that holds the seven stars in his right hand, who walks in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know your works, your labor, and your patience, and how you cannot bear them which are evil. and you've tried them which say they are apostles and are not, and have found them liars, and have borne and have patience, and for my name's sake you've labored and haven't fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against you because you've left your first love. Remember where you've fallen from and repent, do the first works. And you hate the Nicolaitans, which I also hate. Now, how would John know that about that particular church? It's a revelation. It's a word of knowledge. And he was to write this letter to this particular church. So it'd be just like me walking in here going, Kirk, you have this, this, and this. You hate the Nicolaitans, same way the Lord does. And everything I bring out is true. But I didn't know him before. That's what John was receiving. Words of knowledge about the state of those particular churches. He goes through all seven churches. He knows different things about them. The thing is, how could John know when he was on the island? Well, see, he was able to text his buddies. Didn't happen that way back then. Well, he had informants coming in telling him about those things. No, it was a revelation from the Lord. I like this one in 2 Kings 6. Verse 8. Then the king of Syria warred against Israel and took counsel with his servants, saying, in such and such a place shall be my camp. And the man of God sent unto the king of Israel, saying, beware that you pass not by such place, for the Syrians are come down there. And the king of Israel sent to a place which the man of God told him and warned him of, and saved himself there, not once or twice. Happened a few times. Therefore, the heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled for this thing. He called his servants and said, all right, who's a traitor in the midst? Who's been running the information over to the Israelites? And one of his servants said, none, my lord, but Elisha, the prophet that's in Israel, tells the king of Israel the words that you speak in your bedchamber. Elisha was not in that bedchamber. Did he tell him everything about the king of Syria? No. He gave him a portion of knowledge. And Elisha gave it to the king of Israel, and he saved them. More than twice. From going and getting ambushed. That's a pretty handy thing to have happen. And you're going to see as we go through this, there's a variety of ways the word of knowledge can be used. I know of a couple times where the Lord has given me a word of knowledge and a word of wisdom at the same time. For a particular individual. And this one particular individual was a young lady, and the word of knowledge dealt with something, a pitfall coming in her life. The word of wisdom was what she could do to prevent it. Didn't take heed. And went into the pitfall. But God gave her a word ahead of time. And this is what you'll face, and this is how you should deal with it ahead of time. Those things, many of the gifts will work together, but I had no idea what that young lady was going to be facing. I just spoke what the Spirit of God spoke to me, and later I found out that's what was happening. We can have very specific words of knowledge, just like my brother-in-law did. Sometimes they're a little more general. Sometimes you're not exactly sure who it is in the congregation or how many. You hear from the Lord, and you just speak what he gives you. If he gives you specifics and lets you know exactly who it is, be specific. If he gives you word that there are several people here, give that word and pray that you'd be more sensitive in case he wanted to be specific. Because we can always grow in our sensitivity to him and our use in these things. In Acts 9, verse 10, there was a certain disciple at Damascus named Ananias. To him said the Lord in a vision, "Ananias," he said, "Here I am, Lord." And the Lord said, "Arise, go to the street which is called Straight, inquire at the house of Judas for one called Saul of Tarsus, and he's in there praying. He's seen a vision of you coming in, putting your hands on him that he might receive his sight." That's pretty specific. Go to this street, to this guy's house. This guy's in there praying. He's waiting for you to lay hands on him so he can get his sight. You know, we read this and we think, oh, that was in the Bible. They were people just like you and I. Sometimes we just put it off like, well, I'm not that spiritual. Are you saved and baptized in the Holy Spirit? You're a vessel that can be used. You have to set yourself in that position where you say, God, if you tell me, I will speak. That's sometimes the hard part, because when he speaks, we have a tendency to go, is that really you? And we kind of start backing down, like, well, if that's really you, and then we get the Gideon thing. Well, make the fleece wet. Well, make everything wet except for the fleece. You will find out whether that was a thing from God or not as you're speaking, and you have leadership oversight to help speak to you. Some of these gifts can be used out on the street where there's not oversight, and you'll find out real fast if you were right or wrong. But the thing we've got to do is just pray and ask God to minister to our hearts. Okay, I'm not going to be able to go any further in that lesson tonight, so we'll pick up there next week. Go ahead and take a 10-minute break, and then we're going to be in the Basic Foundations book.